You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez.
And I'm your co-host, Alex Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, this is the show.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porpoise.
I'm right with you, Red Green.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that.
Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
What are we talking
about? We're talking about Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Reindeer are very common holiday symbols, figures, if you will, like snowman. Santa, that kind of thing.
Because they're linked with Santa.
Yeah, they're synonymous. Rudolph is occasionally in that
scene. So this is... This episode is a kind of about two things, really.
Yeah.
It's about the song, but it's also about the animated special.
Yeah.
Which is, actually is now a tradition because it airs every holiday season on a few networks.
Yeah, it airs on the CW, apparently.
Yeah, because that's a carryover from the WB. It airs on Cartoon Network and now Freeform. So,
Yeah. Three
places.
I think I've seen it on TBS at one point. Not 100%.
WGN, maybe.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it's very iconic now.
For some reason.
It's weird. It's considered, like, up there with all the other, like Charlie Brown Christmas Special. Yeah.
Like, why?
Because it's the repeat airings of these things. But which I feel like this is from an era where that's one of the final things that's like, getting repeat viewings. Because, like, now, because everything streams, you don't have as many repeats.
What was the fucking, not the Year Without Santa Claus, but it's like the party Santas that CGI.
What the hell?
It's like a trio of Santa's brothers that like to have fun.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, they...
They like to get wild at parties.
Not like parties as in like drinking and shit, but like kid parties. Like, yeah, dancing.
That's really weird.
I don't know.
Fred Claus.
It reminds you of Fred Claus. Okay, so
the history behind this, it goes back to 1978. So there was a couple called Elmo and Patsy Shropshire. They were a bluegrass couple. They did bluegrass songs and stuff. And Randy Brooks was another musician that they like toured with, and he was out with them one night, and they were performing at a Hyatt Lake Tahoe or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, like...
So not that far from us, really.
A lot of these bands, or these bluegrass bands, like, you know, they do a lot of jam things, and, like, get the crowd involved.
Fun stuff.
And so, Randy Brooks, this dude, he had this just... It wasn't really a thing he just had to himself that he used to sing and entertain people at parties. He started playing it, and they were like, whoa. So they asked him, like, hey, can you get that on tape for us? And this is 1978. Get that on tape for us, and you know, we want to learn it. So he's like, sure. So he recorded a version for them, a very rough version, which no one has ever heard and probably doesn't exist anymore. And they learned it, they tweaked it, and then a year later, they released it on Oink, the Oink label that they're on. I think it's called Oink.
I don't know.
And so then, yeah, it at first, it played on, like, local radio stations and mostly country stations. And it was, like, a hoot and a holler for a lot of people.
These Christmas parody songs or anti-Christmas songs or whatever you want to call them.
Think about it. It's the year. It's, like, 1979. It's 78.
Yeah.
It's 1979.
Everyone's angry at Jimmy Carter.
It's not just that. It's, like, these Christmas songs at the time were standards. It was, like, American standard type Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't, like, there was, like, lots of covers of these classic Christmas songs, and there wasn't much variety in terms of, like, anything new. Like, nowadays, like, when we think of Christmas parodies or, like, crazy Christmas songs, it's kind of, like, passé, and it's like, everyone, yeah, we get it.
Oh, you don't like Christmas.
Christmas at Ground Zero, we get it.
Yeah.
Weird Al, right? I think he did that.
Yeah.
So, the lyrics to the song, they just made people laugh. And the basic gist of the song is a grandmother gets very drunk. She's off her medication. And she wanders out into the night on Christmas. Then they find her dead.
Yeah.
With tracks in her back. Like, and they say, oh, Santa did, it was reindeer. But then everyone kind of goes back, like, everyone's sad and shit, but everyone kind of goes back to doing their normal thing. Grandpa's watching football, getting drunk, and
yeah.
with Cousin Mel, and everyone's kind of just, you know, it's a funny song. I get it's supposed to be funny.
I remember as a kid when I first heard this song, I busted up laughing at the opening lyric because for whatever reason, old ladies getting hurt back in the day made me laugh.
So,
and now it's not funny anymore. But
so she'd been drinking too much eggnog.
Yeah,
and we begged her not to go. Don't go, Grandma. But she forgot her medication and she staggered out the door into the snow. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, let me tell you something. She had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws.
Yeah.
Marks on her back.
Now, the logistics for that don't really make sense.
No, she's walking home and Santa straight up, like...
So, like, the deer must have, like, made her do a spin about and fall forward. Like,
they went to a dive motion and then, like, they went up. But as they were going up, one of them hit her in the fucking head and killed her.
Yeah, okay.
So, now we're so proud... Now we're all so proud of Grandpa... He's been taking this so well. See him there watching football. Hallelujah. Playing cards and drinking beer with Cousin Mel.
It's not drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, these are the lyrics.
Okay.
Also, it needs to be noted, this song has been re-recorded in 1992 and in 2000. 1992 was because the couple divorced.
Okay.
And he wanted to just make a new version with just him. 2000 is for the animated film, which he also recorded. And by the way, by this time he was now known as Dr. Otis.
Dr. Otis.
Yeah. So, it's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. Amazing Grace. And we just
why are you saying these inner...
Because they say these things.
When?
This is the original version.
I've never heard this version.
And we just can't help but wonder, should we open our gifts or send them back?
Send them back. Yeah, I know that. I know that.
And then Grandma got run over by Rhea. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding's made of fig. And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig.
Okay.
I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license, no, to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. And that's why Grandma got run over. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's not a good song, I think.
It's a novelty song. It's like, that's what it is. But it's also one of the... So, from what I read... There was research done across multiple radio stations in the United States, like the top radio stations. And during the holiday season, this song is both the highest requested song and the most hated song.
Yeah.
So the ratio of people requesting them play this and the ratio of people saying do not play this is higher than any other song during Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, like... See, it's funny. I think the older generation doesn't really care. It, you know, it's... I don't know, like...
No, because apparently the people who love this are little kids and older people. It's everyone in between that seems to hate it.
Because my parents always hated it.
Yeah.
And now that I'm, like, getting up there in age, I don't like it anymore. I used to like it as a kid.
But they're probably out of the normal demographic because it seems to be older people like it.
No. Back in the day. They still don't like it.
Okay.
But it's just, you know.
I never liked it or hated it. I feel like I never listened to this during Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me, Christmas music is pretty much just Elvis.
Okay.
So it's like, you know.
It's pronounced Elves.
That's goddamn it. And so, but the other thing that like forced his popularity is that when MTV became a thing, a music video was made.
Okay.
And it was very popular, and every single year they would play this music video. Up until like the mid-90s, I think they stopped.
Is it just an annoying song to listen to? Is that what it is? It's loud.
I think it's just
the voice to me.
I think it's like, for a lot of people, it's like very quaint, and it's very like, it's fun, and it's not like, I mean, some people might take offense to it, I guess.
There's nothing heartwarming about it, like how Christmas songs tend to be.
It's not even off-putting. It's just like, oh, that's silly. Grandma got run over by a ring. Like, it sounds like, so, like, imagine you're a dude from the Midwest or a person from the Midwest, and you're just like, hey, yeah, grandma got run over. Like, it's one of those situations, I think.
So you're saying if we were from the Midwest, we'd like this song more.
Maybe we appreciate a little bit more the quaintness of it. Or maybe it's just...
feels offensive to people from the Midwest that we're just calling them quaint.
No. What I'm saying is, like, let's be honest, we're metropolitan.
Yeah.
Like, that's us. Like, we're, you know, the bubble, if you want to say, whatever the fuck. But, like to a lot of... Like, this song from what I read and researched about it, it's most popular in, like, rural and less urban areas.
Like, it's more believable there, I guess.
Well, no, it's just, it's one of those songs that, like, just, for some whatever reason it is, be it the culture in the area or whatever, it's just more popular, whereas in urban areas or metropolitan areas, it's not as popular and more hated.
Okay.
I don't know what the reason for that is, but it's silly. It's like a silly song. I mean, about someone's grandma getting killed by Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And taking her medication. But, like, I guess at the end it's about, like, you know, the family move, they push on. But then they talk about, like, returning her gifts or something.
Yeah, I didn't really get that.
Well, because it's like, what's she going to do with them? She got run over by
me. Could have distributed them evenly.
Well, I mean, they're grandma gifts. Who's going to...
I mean, you don't know what grandma's getting.
Slippers and robes. It's like... But,
should we open up her gifts? I always, I always interpreted that as, like, they're wrapped. So how do we send them back if they're all wrapped?
I think you just... They just don't do anything with them.
They said send them back.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got to do something. You got to open them up and send them back.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know.
See, I'm shooting.
I think it's just a cute little thing.
No.
I mean.
I disagree. And
Grandpa's drunk. Cousin Mel. Drinking beer. Well, it didn't say he's drunk. He's just drinking beer with Cousin Mel.
Yes.
But yeah. Also, the music video itself ends on a happier note. Grandma doesn't die. She comes back, like, at the end. Like, she, like, dusts herself off.
Okay.
And also, it's to note that in the video and on the cover of the single itself, you have Otis. Not Otis, Elmo. Why do you call him Otis? Elmo.
I don't know.
Dr. Elmo and his... Yeah, it's... I can't think of his Otis. Elmo Shropshire, he's on the cover... And in the music video, dressed as grandma.
Huh.
Yeah, so. But,
But you gotta get to the main point.
Yeah, so what happened is in around 2000, Warner Brothers decided we need to get in the Christmas special game. We need our own sort of thing to market.
You know what? There's a Looney Tunes Christmas Carol that's not bad.
Yeah, but it again.
That one's good.
It's not memorable.
No, I mean, it's just a Christmas Carol.
So, or like Wacko's Wish or anything like that. That's a Christmas
Carol. No, it's not, actually.
What the fuck? Why did I always think Wacko's Wish?
Because I always mention watching it around this time. It's not a Christmas movie, though. It takes place in like a European-style, like, snowy, wintry area.
Oh, shit, I see.
It's got, like, little jingle bells in the music and all that, but it's not a Christmas
movie. So... Yeah, WB decides, okay, we have our...
Animaniacs said a few, sorry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's tons of them, but, like, none have had staying power like this. So WB commissions this cartoon to be made with a Canadian company, and they create it. It's in the year 2000. And, like, all good Christmas specials, this one is released on October 31st. yeah, I don't know the fuck why. I couldn't find a reason why, but they... It first aired October 31st, 2000.
That's weird.
I mean, Halloween, I guess, is the perfect night to watch something like this.
It's not scary.
It's not. So it's like, what, like, imagine, like, that, like, I know the perfect day. Halloween, all the kids will love it.
It would be weird to watch. November 1st, I could kind of give you maybe, I mean, but
Thanksgiving would make more, even more sense. Yeah, but yeah, so, and the it didn't get popular through that. What happened was they released it on VHS, and it, like, became, like, a video store hit. Mm-hmm.
It's something safe and simple for kids. Grandma does not die.
No. In this. And well, so what happens next is that then they replayed it during Christmas time, and again, it was pretty great. The ratings were pretty solid on it. And now, with me, this is the weird part, and I'm admitting this right now. So when I was 10 years old, this is when it, our neighbor, who would invite us over for taco nights. So this is 2000, and they invited us over for a taco holiday night. It was December.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they're like, oh, and your kids come over because this year we got a surprise, and like there's a little bit of cocoa and stuff. And the surprise was the just released VHS copy of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So we ate tacos and drank hot cocoa, and we watched this special.
There's a lot going on here.
This was before 9/11, by the way.
Of course.
This is when everything was still pure. I don't.
We aged 30 years after 9/11, it seems.
I don't remember enjoying this.
Not at all.
I just remember just watching it. Like, it was just like, I'm watching this. I do remember something, though. Yeah. You're 10 years old, and you notice something. We'll get into, and I'll just tell what I noticed in a bit. But it stood out to me, like, whoa, what's going on here? Why is this a thing?
Yeah.
But then it ended, you know, we finished our cocoa and our tacos. That's such a weird combination.
That is a weird combo.
And they're hard-shell tacos that are made, like, in a pan, super greasy and shit. Yeah. And, you know, and so then...
The Ortega hard-shell tacos are good.
No. No, we don't support this.
Yeah. I love American tacos. I don't care what you say.
So then what happened is this movie kind of just fell on the wayside for me. I didn't kind of care anymore. Like, I never really thought of it again until years later. But, you know, of course, 9/11 happened, and it's like...
You got to go back to simpler times, man.
And so then I think when this started becoming, like, a meme or, like, a... I think that was, like, while we were maybe, like... senior year, maybe like 2008,
yeah,
when people kind of like would mention it, and it's like, oh fuck, I remember that. But then it didn't really take off till like maybe, was it like 2013 2014,
yeah,
when like there was like an internet meme culture around this fucking cartoon. God
damn it.
And you know, there's like memes about certain scenes and like,
yes, just get to it, come on, stop pussyfooting around here.
So the thing that everyone remembers about this cartoon, aside from the really bad animation,
it's terrible.
This cartoon looks fucking awful.
No, the character designs are really weird and not.
Everything's bad. Everything looks like a horrible like sex comic.
Yeah,
like it looks like someone from like South America is drawing these characters.
That's not racist at all.
No.
I get what you're saying.
A lot of these sex comics people do come out of South America, oddly enough.
I wouldn't know that.
So, anyways, the thing that people notice is Cousin Mel.
Yeah.
And it's what I noticed too as a 10-year-old boy.
As an 11, 12, whatever the fuck I was when I watched this, I was always wondering, why is this in here?
There is a character... with for a child's cartoon, it's a character with very large assets.
Yeah,
her bosom is heaving, and like at times fluctuating for some weird reason.
Well, because it's bad animation.
Yes,
but that's not the point.
Like they drew these like very, very large. And a testament to that is the other day, while recording a Plane Zero episode.
Yeah.
Check out Plane Zero if you can.
We mentioned that we were going to record this episode.
Yeah.
People.
Adult male, Travis, his brother, because we were talking about this, and then he says, oh, Grandma Rader, and you know, we think he's going to say, like, oh, yeah,
that's, I remember it, watching that or something.
But instead he says, you mean that one with the lady with the giant, like, and it's like, oh, shit.
So we had to laugh, of course, because we knew eventually,
yeah,
discussing this this movie, that we would have to mention this, because it's one of the things that people that don't really care about this movie will still bring up.
It's anyone who has happened across this usually says, like, why is that redhead character such a giant?
And it is a question I still ask myself, because it's a movie for kids, and I'm not saying, oh, that's bad, kids are going to start having
sex. No, but they're just...
But it's just, it's pandering to adults.
I don't even know, it's just...
And it's like...
They're drawn quite large for a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like...
And okay, she's a villain character in this.
Yeah, I mean, like, April O'Neil in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon, the first one.
I thought you were talking about something else.
She had a large bosom.
For that time, though.
Yes.
It doesn't seem that bad.
But this is, like, they're shaking around and shit.
And there's a scene where she's, like, hula dancing for some reason.
Oh, it's like...
It's a fantasy.
It's like the Chiquita Banana sort of scene.
Yeah, that kind
and,
of
yeah, thing. It's, yeah.
This is a bad movie. It's a bad movie, yeah, regardless of...
Basically, the whole idea is that, yeah, Grandpa gets blamed. I mean, Santa gets blamed for killing Grandma.
Yeah.
But she's missing. They can't find her body. And so they lock Santa up in jail. And then Grandpa, he wants to start a case against Santa or some shit. But Cousin Mel wants him to sue, right?
Yeah, so she can get all the money.
Because she's greedy, because she's Cousin Mel.
Uh-oh. Again, just a one-time mentioned character in the song becomes this weird, like, sexual
and gold-digging character. She's like very shapely.
Yeah, she kind of looks like Velma.
Yeah.
No.
Daphne.
Daphne, sorry.
And because,
from Scooby-Doo.
And because of this, there's lots of Rule 34 on her.
Yes.
Go look up
Rule 34. Don't Google Rule 34 if you're at work. Not do that.
So
it's a warning.
Because of this, anything about this cartoon pretty much goes out the window when you want to discuss it online.
Yeah.
It always comes back to, oh, but that Cousin Mel, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
The plot is pretty simple. It's like fucking... They have to free Santa from being imprisoned and, like, clear his name to prove he didn't murder Grandma.
And it turns out that she's actually, like, being taken care of at the North Pole, right? And she's okay. Everything's okay.
And Santa's like, oh, I should shave my beard. And, like, yeah. And I think Scott McNeil does a voice in this.
Yeah. Okay.
As a cop or something. I don't know.
I love Scott McNeil. He needs more work.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
Yes. Him, yeah, Vince Neil, and Shawn Michaels all have long hair and cowboy hats.
Those ugly cowboy hats.
Yeah.
They're really shaped funny.
They had the weird, yeah. I don't know why that's a thing.
I hate those ones. But yeah, probably won't be that long of an episode.
No.
The cartoon itself, yeah, it's very badly animated, very badly drawn.
But it's a classic to people, and that's the thing.
I think it comes down to the fact that it just airs so much. Everything's bad. Like, the voice acting's awful.
Yeah.
Mostly all around, the voice acting's pretty bad. The songs are fucking terrible. The classic ground.
It's in there. It's in there.
Yeah, but then there's also Dr. Elmo's second hit. We're going to sue the pants off. Grandpa's going to sue the pants off Santa.
Yes.
Which is also in there. And by the way, Grandpa in this is voiced by Dr. Elmo.
Yeah. And he's the narrator.
Yeah.
Which I get. I'm going to assume he didn't try to put himself in there.
I mean, this must have been so cool for him, though. Because it's like this song that he didn't even write. Yeah, it's
that's kind of fucked up.
No, there's apparently him and the original dude who wrote
they're, it. They get on okay.
Yeah, all like right, that's Randy fine. Brooks. Right. He still gets a kickback because
okay, cool.
He's fine. Considered the writer of the song.
All right, that's fine. Then.
But it is interesting that like this guy's song became now a like it had decades of like from the 80s and the 90s being like this.
It was just a song,
but it had like a cultural impact because yeah. It was like so popular.
And then it got a movie.
And yeah, and then a movie was made, and like he always appears on talk shows during the holidays, and like on Fox and Friends and shit.
Yeah, of course.
Where singing the song and with his guitar.
Yeah,
and, his Gitbox.
Fox and Friends should have an actual fox on the show.
That's just weird. No, the foxes are deadly, aren't they?
No,
I think they are.
No, I don't think so. They're cuddly creatures.
You've been watching Fox and the Hound too much.
I've seen Zootopia.
I'm a round
dog. I'm not racist.
I'm a round dog.
That movie is sad.
I haven't seen it in years, so.
That movie is well animated compared to this.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, yeah.
Well, in general, it's a good.
This is just poor in every aspect.
I don't want to drag it too much, but.
I do. It looks like shit. The only thing that people like talking about is the giant boobs.
That's a weird takeaway, honestly. It's like,
no, it's strange because normally it's like, yeah, every cartoon someone talks and sexualizes. But it's literally the fact that our friend's brother like straight up just fucking said like, it was like, oh,
and
shit.
And there was a small part of me that was thinking like, you know what, this would be really funny if he said that. But I think like, you know what, no, that's not going to happen.
It's like, that's only an internet thing. But it's like, oh,
no. So now I'm thinking maybe it's not an internet thing.
What happened, he said he was just changing the channels and he saw it on.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing he thought. And it's like, okay,
So maybe this is not no longer an internet thing. Maybe it never was solely an internet thing.
No, I think it's just an observation. Because
it's noticeable.
That's the thing. It's noticeable that this character has a heaving bosom.
Because even as a kid, like, I wouldn't have, like, really cared.
But I was 10 and I noticed.
I noticed, but I was just like, I wasn't into it. I was weirded
out. I was just like, what?
I was weirded out because I'm like, what if I was watching with my parents and all of a sudden this fucking scene comes
out? Well, it's like you're going to start going, oh, and like beating off or
no, but it's just, it's always awkward. Like, whenever I'm watching a movie with my parents, if a sex scene comes on, it's weird.
That's a sex scene.
This might as well have been that as a kid. As a kid, though.
A boobied lady.
Nah.
But yeah, so, there is not a lot to it, but it's
not even that long. It's only like an hour long, right?
44 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
it's culturally relevant for the fact that every fucking year it plays. I mean,
and I don't know why.
I'd rather listen to the song. Oh fuck! I'd rather listen to this song than Christmas Shoes.
Oh fuck the Christmas
or
Shoes.
Or Hippopotamus or Christmas.
Yeah, I guess.
And as for Christmas specials, I never watch it, so. I mean, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not bound to TV anymore.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Not
the movie.
Not the fucking awful movie.
Go listen to our Plane Zero episode on that, if it's out yet. I don't know if it is.
It'll
be out soon, you know, or it's out now.
It's out the same very day.
Okay, cool.
Don't watch that movie. But
I know people like it, but I gotta say, it does not hold up.
There are better Christmas specials than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
Way more Christmas specials.
Let's mention a few.
What is A Charlie Brown Christmas actually called?
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
That's what it's called, okay.
It feels like it should have been It's Christmas,
it's Charlie Brown. It's the shitty tree, Charlie Brown.
Yeah. It's the weird religious monologue, Charlie Brown.
Like Frosty the Snowman, yeah. Again. Frost.
He's a snowman.
had
a very shiny nose.
That's Rudolph.
What the hell? God damn it.
And button nose. Something like that.
And two eyes made out of coal.
I just think of Mr. Hanky because of that.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas fool.
So
any of those would be fine.
So these are listed as
the
like,
first Simpsons episode is a Christmas episode.
Oh my god, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are listed: Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
By Rankin Bass, I think.
Yeah. Which has a nice reference in the Orville.
1964. Is that the Rankin Bass one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is with that little guy.
And that's got a few things too, like the Abominable Snowman, the. the prospector.
Burl Ives plays Sam the Snowman.
Yeah.
Fucking Burl Ives.
Gorka's in there too as the head elf, so.
That's weird. A Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965.
Yeah. Oh, it's not called Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown?
No.
That's what they say at the end.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1966.
Okay.
The Little Drummer Boy, 1968.
I don't like that one.
I don't like The Little Drummer Boy.
I don't like that song.
And all his prum-pum-pum-pums. Frosty the Snowman, 1969.
Yeah, okay. Year Without Santa Claus.
Actually, that's 1974, yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 1970. Twas the Night Before Christmas, 1974.
What's the one with the Heat Miser and Snow Miser?
I forgot the actual name of that, but it's a Rankin Bass one.
Is that The Year Without Santa Claus?
Oh, shit, I think
it was. Or The Year Without Christmas, or whatever the fuck?
I believe so, yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Freeze loves that song.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band. What the fuck is that? Jack. It's here called Jack Frost. The Rankin Bass one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's called Jack Frost. Came in 1979. What's interesting is every Christmas special, it seems the popular ones all ended in the like late 70s.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like no one cared. I mean, because there's more Christmas movies. Like, I mean, because during Christmas time, you watch what? Like A Christmas Story. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
What else is played on the regular?
Jingle All the Way, Home Alone.
Jingle All the Way. Home Alone. Something we're going to talk about next week.
The Santa Claus.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, not as much.
There's something we're going to talk about next week, so stay tuned for that. Something that really needs to be addressed and talked about at length.
Lethal Weapon.
I mean, yeah, there's tons of different, like the Santa Claus, the movie, I'm sure it used to be played a lot, but...
I don't think I've ever seen that, the Santa Claus movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
He saves everything.
Yeah. But yeah, there's tons more to watch than watching this. I would suggest...
There are a better use of your time. You're going to hate me for this, but Muppet Christmas Carol is beloved. I know you didn't like it.
I know it is beloved.
You just didn't like it.
Thing is, when it comes to Christmas Carol movies, I think I only like the one with George C. Scott.
Not Patrick Stewart?
That was all right.
Yeah.
He's just playing Patrick Stewart.
And Scrooge, but that doesn't really...
Scrooge is good, too. Yeah.
Yes.
But I really love the one with George C. Scott. That's like that's the pinnacle, I think, of...
I hate that one.
What the fuck?
It creeps me out. And I guess it should.
Yes, and also it's base George C. Scott.
I don't like being spooked on Christmas, all right?
That's the point. You're supposed to be spooked.
No, not me.
Black Christmas? That's an awesome Christmas horror movie.
Oh, Santa's Sleigh with Goldberg.
No.
You gotta watch that. Santa with Muscles.
Okay, there's a lot of bad Christmas movies. Yeah. So let's take
Nightmare Before Christmas. I consider that a Christmas movie.
Those people argue it's a Halloween movie.
It's not.
I mean,
this is another one of those situations.
No, that's just an argument that people like. To be honest, I think it can work for both
because they technically all how their world works is their holidays all fall on the same time.
It's just
right?
It's weird. I think it's a both movie. I think it works for it's a crossover movie.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It works for both.
Okay. Nah.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Sorry.
No. So let's go to comments. I got some comments here. You don't because you thought we were doing next week's episode today, and yeah. Oh boy, I can't wait to talk about next week's episode.
That'll be a hoot and a holler.
Oh, it will be. It will be because,
and I guarantee you, we will make some people angry
because things need to be said. Damn it,
we're taking a side, and people will not like this side.
No,
that we're taking.
But some people will be justice. They will finally say justice.
Yeah, just us.
Yes,
even
it's a very important holiday Christmas topic.
This is a War on Christmas episode, you might say.
Yeah.
It's not. Don't worry.
All right. So, let's go to comments. There's not a lot, but there are some. We'll keep it short. You know, you guys got holiday shopping to do. It's a shitty animated movie adapted from a novelty Christmas song that somehow completely misses the admittedly stupid core of the joke of the original song itself. The only reason people care is because Doug Walker and his ilk dragged it out onto the internet in the same irony-obsessed chuckle fucks that meme Jimmy Neutron to jerk off to.
Okay, so Doug Walker is the... The guy with the glasses. You're kind of dressed like him, actually, right now.
No, I'm not.
You're wearing his hat.
He doesn't wear a hat like this.
Yeah, whatever.
He wears like a Fidel Castro-type hat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
So, you got glasses.
So, he's the nostalgia critic.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guy with glasses is technically a different character.
Yeah, but now it's like a brand. It's no, like a,
not anymore. Guy with glasses is dead.
I don't know anything about that.
It's Channel Awesome now.
Oh, okay.
Cool. The guy with glasses is gone. That's
what happened.
The Blip TV went under and like the site couldn't sustain itself.
Okay.
That's in itself could be an episode because the saga behind that and all the crazy shit and Spoony.
Oh yeah, that's
Juorio.
It's all very kind of depressing when you
and
think
fucked up. And some of these people are horrible and Lhotse and like.
Anyways, he reviews, he essentially does what we do on Plane Zero.
Yeah, he's the nostalgia critic.
He reviews old movies and...
So you don't have to or something like that. Yeah. So he has a tag.
Are you sure? That's not Plane Zero's
name?
I
watch old shit so you don't have to.
Yeah,
or something like
he
that.
Usually, and he usually does go out of his way to watch shit.
Yeah.
Not good things that like we do on Plane Zero occasionally.
Okay, so...
So he reviewed this... And it kind of brought this back
to
some people.
So there was a thing that when Nostalgia Critic was at its height, pretty much anything he reviewed ended up becoming like an internet meme sensation.
For a bit, yeah. And like people would go back and look at it and bring it up again.
Whenever, I don't always source these comments like because there's no reason to, but most of the episodes we do when it's something that he's done, like covered, if you go far enough back in the comments, there are comments talking about the Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah, they'll say Nostalgia Critic brought me here. Something
like
that.
And it's just like, oh, shit. This one, though, there's lots of them. Doug Walker and his brother Brad are part of that whole thing. They've sort of shown a spotlight on this, and like, I don't know if you can say they helped make it more mainstream. I don't think they did.
I feel like if you're watching TV... You'll see it.
Yeah.
If you're on the internet, you'll talk about it.
And, like, I don't hate the Nostalgia Critic.
No. I have nothing against him, really.
What I hate is the clones that came from him.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was...
Who, like... Look, he's not the most nuanced critic at all. He's not. Yeah. Like, to be honest, he's very, like...
And he does kind of play a character.
Yeah, and he's your surface level, but it's fine. It's fine for what he does, but it's everyone else who's copied him. It's like... It's like the Angry Video Game Nerd clones. It's like...
See, I liked him because he was funny, and then he knew how to actually review the game still.
Clones of these internet people are never good.
Because it's always just, I'm angry! This game sucks! Ah!
Yeah, like with the movie thing, same thing, where it's like, were they all on drugs?
Yeah, like...
But yeah, so...
I'm glad we never did a podcast about being angry for no reason.
And so, but this person says that they missed the core of the joke of the original song. I guess they're not happy that Grandma lived.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like that's like for a kid's movie though. Like, do you need that?
I guess they wanted like Grandpa Morning and like.
Yeah, you know what?
Your cousin Mel, you know what I mean?
It's weird. I'm okay with the ending in that cartoon.
But it's an awful cartoon.
Oh, no. Yeah. It is. But if I have to at least take away from that, these are characters that I should care about. I don't want Grandma to die.
All right. So your cousin Mel.
She goes to jail, right?
I believe so, yeah. Confession. This is one of my guilty pleasure movies that I watch every December. It serves a decent background noise, at least.
You know what? It's funny. I do that for movies, typically, because it's like, I know no one's paying attention to the movies I play.
But why this?
No, I wouldn't pick this.
It's a guilty pleasure, but it's like, why? Is it because Cousin Mel? Probably because Cousin Mel.
See, when you say the words guilty and pleasure, then yeah, I'd say that. But I understand what he means, though. Like, it's just something stupid to put on. You get some enjoyment out of it.
I remember being 10. Hey, I was that age, too. Watching it and sitting on the couch next to my older cousin who I had a crush on. I don't know why you admit that on the internet.
It's anonymous, probably?
No, there's a YouTube account.
So. He just doesn't give a shit.
What if his cousin saw that shit? Damn. Alright. Is there any other point of discussing this movie besides Cousin Mel?
Yeah, and that again became the crux of why... this episode became a problem because inevitably it would just come down to this.
Because it stands out literally.
Yeah.
It's just
it's a weird plot point too, introduced for the movie.
Yes.
Because Cousin Mel is a one-line mentioned character in the song. She's not after money or anything.
You would think they would make this character like hideous or something, or like
or I thought, okay, I always thought Cousin Mel was a guy when I was listening to this
Mel song. Melanie or Mel, like Mel Gibson. That's true.
Yeah. So I always interpret it like okay,
Melbert.
Yeah, Melvin.
I literally could not think of another thing Mel could be short for. Yeah.
So like, I kind of then picture like a sleazy, like maybe like, or like slick, like Gordon Gekko wanting to take all the money.
Well, see, I always pictured a lady, but I pictured it to be more like really? Like an evil aunt, like a greedy looking aunt who's
but cousin though, so that would make her at least a bit younger.
But like, just a bit. That's true. All right,
we're putting way more thought into this than
I used to have this as a little boy on tape. XD, hee hee. I'm old. Well, technically 17.
God damn it!
But you know, this being a 200s film,
a 200s film,
and I got it when I was 5 because I was born in 2000. It kind of makes me feel old.
I hate these kids that say they're feeling old now.
But I remember watching over the holidays, and even on days that wasn't the holidays, this used to be my favorite, and is still one of my favorites, even though I've grown up a lot, and I almost the movie was a dream, because no one else I know has ever heard of it, but here it is, smiley face.
It's interesting to me that you are going to have, nowadays, this...
I'm 17, I'm old.
This generation... Well, not only that, oh, but... Oh, my God. This generation of kids that grew up with this.
Yeah, of course. I just...
Yeah, I know.
Being saying you're old at 17.
You're 10 years older than this guy.
And it's... Oh, God, why? Why? Did you ever feel like you're old when you're 17?
Yeah, but that was when I was talking to, like, sophomores and stuff. Because there was this weird...
And that's kind of hilarious thinking, because they're only like 2 years younger than you.
But there was this weird point when I could mention TV shows to people my age, and we're like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, we remember that. I could talk to them as like, hey, did you guys ever see this? And they're like, no, what is that? It was a weird cutoff point. That's,
I don't know.
And that's why I was saying I'm feeling old. Now I feel incredibly old. So.
The memories of this movie are precious. Some parts are cringy nowadays, but I keep it alive. This is close to mostly because me and my grandma watched this movie before she passed. Oh. I still feel warm watching this every year.
See, that's nice. It's not a good movie, but look, I'm not ragging on you if you enjoy this movie.
No,
I don't like it at all.
It's just a bad... Just be aware you like a shitty movie.
Come on,
man. A shitty special, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I like Jake because he believes in Santa Claus.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard not to when he's real in the goddamn thing.
Yeah. This is like we said, it doesn't make sense.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
It's almost like Bobby Hill a bit. Like, you just need to go a bit higher, higher, and that's it.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe. this isn't Space Jam.
No, it's not. Space Jam. It's
not. I don't want.
Space Jam. Yeah, I don't want to revisit it. I'm scared.
We're gonna have to one day on Plan Zero. That's Nick's, by the way, go listen to Plan Zero.
That should be Nick's favorite movie.
I remember this old holiday cartoon. I loved it as a kid and still love it even now. This film made me have a dream about this whole film, but I bet no one wants to hear it.
No, probably not.
They never told that dream. So. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. This is not a Christmas song. This is a detective novel about covering up family violence, waiting for that last decisive chapter.
Wow. See, now that would be kind of an interesting...
Oh, is it someone murdered their grandma, I guess?
And blamed it on Santa?
G-MILFs are always a winner. Cousin Mel's ass.
Good God.
So they like Grandma and Cousin Mel?
This is ridiculous.
It's too bad for me to even hate watch.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really enjoy the whole hate watching thing. Because if you really don't like it,
a lot of people like doing that, though.
I can't do that.
Neither can I. If I dislike something,
I'm not going to waste my time. Yeah.
grandma's got run over by a reindeer is the worst of America in an excruciating 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
by the way, finding comments on Twitter this are impossible because someone's fucking, because it's holiday season. So many people have changed their username, not their at, their username, to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Nice.
So it's like, oh, cool. It's like,
now
so,
I just got to scroll through all this.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting about pie today, guys. And I'm saying, okay, this isn't, this has nothing to do with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
So here's the, here's my last one I have.
I am sorry I don't have some comments.
Yeah, no, but next week.
But I guarantee it would have been just the same shit. So
Grandma's dead. Elvis is her in heaven. There's nothing you can do. Merry fucking Christmas.
That is a, it's quite the holiday image, I'll say that much. Oh
yeah. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she's been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me, Grandma.